Waffle Stomping, episode.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. 'Tis the season to be drunk. Am I right or am I right? Fuck yeah. Oh God, I got some good ones for this week, so let's fucking get her going, eh, boys and girls? So today, it's fucking Saturday. It's 3:40 in the fucking afternoon, and my morning has been kind of fucking awesome. Like, it's actually been kind of fucking awesome. I went Christmas shopping drunk. Like not like blackout drunk, but like, well, fuck, pretty close. So I woke up at 9 a.m. I was fucking drinking all goddamn night last night. And I was like, you know what? Like, what the fuck can I do today? I'm like, I'm gonna fucking go grocery, or I'm gonna go fucking Christmas shopping. Shit-faced. Like, fuck yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta go to the bank. I gotta go to the fucking jewelry store anyways and pick up my girlfriend's engagement ring and pay for it. So I was like, fuck, I'm already at the mall. Fucking, I can kill fucking two birds with one stone. Fucking, here we go. So I fucking went to the goddamn mall. Like, 9:30 in the morning. Or no, sorry, it was like, yeah, 10 in the morning I went. And it's like, before that, I started drinking. So I was like, I had vodka left over. It's like, fuck, I'm going to drink some fuck. I'll drink like 2 or 3 vodka drinks and I'll go in. It'll be all right. So I fucking drank 2 or 3 vodka. It just got me drunk all over again. I was like, fucking, like, this is ridiculous. Why would I do this? Like, all right, fuck it, let's go. So I fucking drove up fucking to the goddamn mall. And I had a choice. It was like expensive mall or the cheap fucking mall. And apparently drunk Ryan thinks that the expensive mall is the place to fucking be, apparently. Like, whatever. So went in the mall, fucking went to this jewelry place that fucking, like, had my girlfriend's engagement ring that she picked out. And I fucking paid for it. It was, like, fucking ridiculous. It was, like, $5,800 is what it came to. I was like, I've never spent $5,800 on anything. Anything. Like, I mean, like, drugs. Like, anything. I've never spent that much money. So I was like, fuck, okay, got the engagement ring. Everything's fucking chill. Like, we're good. All right. I was like, fuck. I'm like, well, I'm here. This is what you came to do. You came to go or fucking Christmas shopping. So fucking get her done. I'm like, fuck yeah, all right. So I'm walking through this mall. I'm like, fuck this. Like, I started to kind of get hungover. Like, it started to, like, kick in where I was hungover. It's like, fuck. I'm like, I don't even want to be here anymore. Fuck this shit. No one's getting Christmas gifts this year for me. Fuck this. So I turn around, I walk out the fucking back way. As I'm walking out, there is a fucking bar in this fucking goddamn mall. I'm like, is that a bar? I'm like, no way, it can't be open. Fucking walk up to the bar, there's a dude literally getting a fucking beer poured for him. I'm like, yup. Fucking walked into the bar, fucking sat at the fucking bar. I'm like, what's going on, bud? Fuck, how are you? Fucking bartender's like, hey man, what can I get for you? I'm like, I want you to fucking make me a fucking drink that makes me fucking forget that I'm fucking, I'm Christmas shopping. He's like, what? He's like, what the fuck do you mean, man? I was like, I want you to make me such a fucked up drink that I can fucking, I drink it, and then I don't remember spending all this money, and I'll probably remember the next day when I look at my goddamn bank statement. The guy's like, man, you picked your poison, now you gotta fucking drink it. I'm like, deal. Fucking guy comes back with this fucking drink. And this drink is like blue, pink, and green. I'm like, the fuck is this? Is this like a Christmas fucking special? What the fuck did you give me? He's like, man, he's like, that drink right there, she's called the blue blackout. I'm like, the blue blackout. I'm like, what the fuck is in it? He's like, you got blue Caraca, you got whiskey, you got vodka, you got a fucking little bit of bourbon, you got some fucking spices, a little bit of fucking ale, and then you got this. I'm like, there's ale. There's beer in this. There's beer with vodka and whiskey. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, you want the blackout? That's the blackout. I'm like, well, I can't complain. Like, fuck, that's what I asked for. So I fucking drank it. This, honestly, like, I've eaten asshole before. Like, I've licked some bitches' assholes before. You know what I mean? It's a dirty dirt road. I've literally tasted assholes that fucking taste better than this fucking drink. It was disgusting. I was like, man, that is fucking wretched. That literally, like, did you take a shit in this? Because it tastes like that. He's like, bud, he's like, drink fucking a couple of them. And he's like, you'll see what's up. I'm like, oh, fuck you then. Game on. Challenge accepted, motherfucker. So, of course, I didn't get one. I got three. And on the third one, I was fucking, I was full-blown fucking tight. I was like, well, I'm going to fucking hit my merry way on the road. You take care, sir. He's like, yeah, you got to pay for those drinks. I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, I guess that's right. What do I owe you? He's like, you fucking owe me $42. I'm like, $42? I'm like, how much is each one of those fucking drinks? He's like, dude, he's like, each one of those drinks is like fucking $14, bro. It's like, wait, 10, 12. I'm trying to do the fucking math. The math isn't working out. I'm like, man, that's fucking ridiculous. He's like, yeah. He's like, well, at least you'll be in fucking shape to fucking go Christmas shopping. That's what you wanted. Oh, fuck, yeah, but I did fucking run my fucking mouth. All right, well, all right, paid it, went on my way. And then it happened. It was like blackout, absolute blackout mode. Like, all I remember is walking out of the bar and looking over and seeing, like, this, like, one store. And I'm like, oh, man, I better go there. And then all of a sudden, it's like, ka-ch-ka-ch-ka-ch-ka-ch. And I'm in my car driving home. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I literally blacked out. I literally think I have multiple personality disorders because I fucking literally don't remember anything that happened in that fucking mall. And I basically conducted myself normally. Because I look in the back of my fucking car and there's like 8 shopping bags, like giant ass bags. I'm like, no, oh fuck no. So I get home, I pull in, and the first thing I do is I just open my fucking banking app. And I look at my banking app, I'm like, hey, how much did I spend? And I start going through the list. Literally, the list is hell on earth. It's like Roots, $200. I'm like, okay, I got something like a Roots shirt and some fucking socks or something. Okay, we're good. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. It's like, Roots, $200. RW Co., $400. Fucking Sports Check, fucking $600. I'm like, what? I'm like, $600 at Sports Check? I'm like, dude, their t-shirts are worth like fucking $5. How in the flying fuck did I fucking spend that much money? And I was like, I gotta go through these bags. I gotta figure out what the fuck I bought. So I bring all the fucking bags and I set them down. And the first bag I went to open up was the fucking goddamn Sport Check bag. And there's a winter jacket. I'm like, who the fuck would I ever buy a winter jacket for? I pulled out. It's a woman's winter jacket. Apparently, I bought somebody a woman's winter jacket. No clue who it was for. Not for my girlfriend. Wouldn't fit her. Not for any, I don't know, any other fucking females that would wear a winter jacket. But I apparently bought a goddamn $190 fucking goddamn motherfucking Under Armour fucking woman's winter jacket. For no one that I don't know who it was for. Like, fuck, this is getting out of control. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going through the other bags. Fuck this shit. I'm not doing it. So I didn't. I literally just like, I think I got home around, so I went there at like 9:30-ish. I think at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30. So I was there for like 2 hours shopping. And then I fucking came home. Don't remember anything I bought. I was like, I'm too scared to look at this shit. So right now it's like 3:50. In the afternoon, as soon as I got home, I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to start drinking. So I start fucking slamming back more vodka. I'm like, just to fucking, like, level myself out from, like, all the stupid purchases I bought. Like, the only smart purchase I bought was my getting my girlfriend a fucking engagement ring. Like, that's the only smart thing I bought. Everything else is fucked. I am so scared to go through these bags of fucking clothes and gifts because I don't remember who I fucking bought them for. Which is so, so sad. Like, this is like the epitome of fucking alcoholism. Like, you get drunk, go to do a nice thing, you do a lot of nice things, and then you don't remember it. So, like, what the fuck is the goddamn point of doing it? Like, it's completely fucked. Like, fuck, all right, fuck it. I'm done. And it's like, I chalk all this up to is, like, I had, like, a really fucking, like, stressful week. Like, I didn't know how much money I could approve for this, my girlfriend's ring. I didn't know how much money I had. Like, I had all these stresses. And all week, I was stressed out. And I was like, you know what? Since everything worked out, I'm like, I'm going to get fucked up. And that's what my thinking was. It's like, well, everything worked out, so I might as well get fucked up. Like, God damn it. That's not how things work. You have to that's not how life is. You can't just get drunk when things work out. Like, that is a fucking alcohol problem, for fuck's sakes. God damn it. But here's what it is. Got my shopping done. Got a ring. Now I just have to figure it when I'm going to ask the fucking goddamn girl to marry me, but I hope she says no. Fuck, I hope she says no, but we'll see. Fucking work stories that I got down. Oh, I got some pretty good work stories. I fucking went into work on Tuesday. A little Asian guy. So when the fucking Canadian soccer, like the Canadian soccer team was in playing Belgium and everybody was hyped for it. I was like, who the fuck is hyped for Canadian soccer? Literally no one gives a fucking shit about Canadian soccer. Like no one cares about that fucking sport in fucking Canada. And everyone's all hyped for it. And like this little Asian guy comes up to me. He's like, he's a nice dude. He's really quiet. He's like, hey man, like did you bet on soccer? I'm like, do you bet? I'm like, oh yeah, I bet on every sport, dude. I'm a fucking compulsive, degenerate gambler. I love gambling. He's like, oh man, like I got this like this site you should use. I'm like, yeah, man, like send it to me. It's chill. What is it? He's like, oh, it doesn't have a name. I'm like, your betting site doesn't have a name. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, bud. He's like, oh no, like it's from the Philippines. He's like, it's like a bookie. I'm like, you got an online bookie from the Philippines? He's like, yeah. He's like, he pays you out. I can't remember the type of currency that they use in the Philippines, but it sounded like he said rupees. He's like, oh, you get like, if you spend like $20, you win $20, you get like 5 rupees back. I'm like, 5 rupees? I'm like, what is that, like fucking Candy Crush type of shit? He's like, no, that's the currency we use. It's called rupees. I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm going to stay away from that, bro. I don't even fucking know. It's like, all right, man. No problem. It's fucking cool. Fuck. And it's like Thursday rolls around. It's like I fucking hang with these dudes. I don't fucking hang with them, but like I fucking know them. They're good dudes and whatever. And they all play video games. Play video games together. But there's like this one fucking guy. And he just is like in fuck. He's just fucking insane about science and space and all this other shit. And he's always talking about it. And it's like, he asked me a question. He's like, man, do you have any science questions you want to ask? Like, motherfucker, if I had a science question to ask, I would have asked my grade 7 fucking science teacher. I do not give a fuck about science. I literally, all I care about is drinking, drugs, gambling, and whores. That's all I care about. It's my life. It's what I do. So like, he's like, oh yeah, we're like, me and a couple guys are going out. We're gonna go stargazing. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, me, fucking this guy. Like 5 of us are going out. We're gonna like look at the stars. I'm like, okay, is something like thinking in my head, like, oh, is something like happening in space? Like, is there like a lunar eclipse or is there fucking something? He's like, No. We're just going out to like watch the stars. I'm like, that is the gayest fucking shit I've heard some gay shit in my day. Like Elton John sucking dick on a fucking whatever. That's some gay shit. But like a bunch of dudes going out in the middle of a fucking field with a telescope looking at fucking stars, dude, that's not my gig. I'm sorry. That's so fucking gay. I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, man, like cool. No, that's fucking gay. I'm like, I couldn't even handle it. I had to tell him, like, dude, that's so fucking gay. And then I talked to, there's like 3 other dudes on the line that were going out with them. And I like talked to them. I was like, yo, are you going out with so-and-so to fucking like stargaze and watch shit on his telescope? And they're like, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm like, dude, are you guys going to like be sucking each other's dicks out there? Like, you can tell me the truth. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about gay people. God bless them. But if you guys are sucking each other's dicks, I really need to know because I do not want to really fucking associate with you guys if you guys are all into this shit. Like, no, man. Like, dude, I'm bringing out weed. Like, oh, fuck. All right. Now it made it completely normal. I'm like, you guys are getting stoned and going out and looking at stars. Like, well, me and the 4 other guys are, but the other guy that you talk to, he doesn't smoke weed or he doesn't drink or do anything. He's just going out there for the fun of it. I'm like, man, if that dude like starts like rubbing your back and telling you how good of a time he's having, I'm like, that's the signal. That's the signal you punch him in the face and run away. He's like, oh man, like he's totally gonna try to grab my dick when I'm fucking looking through that telescope. I'm like, yeah, dude, straight up, it's gonna be some gay fucking shit. And it's like, I'm like, where are you guys going? And they're like, oh, we're going to like a conservation area. I'm like, man, so there's gonna be like people that patrol that, like there's like, they like in Canada there's like conservation authority, So, like, they're going to show up and there's going to be, like, five random dudes with a telescope looking in the sky. And there's going to be, like, this fucking old-ass dude getting out of his car like, what are you boys doing? Like, oh, we're just looking at the stars. We're stargazing. Like, I told you goddamn gay fucking stargazers, no fucking orgies in the fucking park. Take your telescope, stick it up your ass, but you stick it up your ass in another location, not on my fucking yard and not on my time. It's like, fuck. Like, that's pretty much it. Like, who the fuck else goes out and fucking, like, starts stargazing? That's the gay shit I've ever heard in my life. And I like these dudes. They're chill as fuck. But, like, I gotta rip on you. I have to fucking rip on you when you're doing retardedly gay shit like that. That's like crocheting. It's like, if I ask my buddy, like, what are you doing this week? And he's like, oh, I'm crocheting a fucking really nice knitted fucking goddamn fucking blanket. Like, for who? Oh, for no one. I just want to put it on my couch. You're a fucking faggot. I'm sorry. You're not gay. You're a fucking faggot. There's levels. Levels go fruity, gay, faggot. All right? That is the fucking three levels of fucking me. It's like fruity. Nah, yeah, Elton John. I like Elton John music. It's not bad. Fucking gay. Stargazing. Gay. Stargazing. Gazing. Get it? Anyways, and there's faggot. And it's like, faggot is like the fucking highest fucking shit you can get to. And like, that's where they're at right now. So, fucking, I'm like, all right, boys, have a good time. Like, as long as you're having a good time, that's all that fucking matters. I'm taking a pee right now. It's been a fucking long goddamn day. Let me tell you about that. It's fucking long fucking day getting drunk. It's fucking hard getting drunk. Yeah, bear flushes. Anyways, fucking, so, it's been a fucking long, goddamn strenuous day, and, like, hearing that shit and everything, I was like, alright, like, I can't wait to get online tonight, and, like, because, like, we all play video games together, and it's like, hey, how's your stargazing going? Was it good? You fucking queers. Fuck you guys. It's just, like, so bad, dude. Like, I couldn't believe it, but... You know, that's, it is what it is, so, I think I'm gonna end her on that, fucking end her on the old stargazing fucking dudes, but, yep, I'll leave her at that, and, everybody remember, keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty, and if any of you guys are listening to this that went out stargazing, you're all faggots, fuck you. Peace.